What were you most unhappy about last night when you were leaving?
Losing to the Eagles. You know, we got an opportunity to kind of seize a good stronghold on the division. Obviously, I don't know if we would have mathematically ended their chances of being in the playoffs or not, but, you know, obviously it would have made it a lot more difficult. We just didn't play well as a football team. We did some great things throughout the game, but, again, to win in this league against opponents like that, you got to start fast and you got to, you know, play the game 100%. You know, I think we played it, probably 90% of it. Especially on defense, I would have loved to seen us, you know, figure out a way to get them off the field that last drive, when they went down and got the touchdown. It didn't happen, and it was frustrating. I didn't want to talk last night because I didn't feel like I had anything good to say.
Can you explain why you guys didn't have the intensity that the Eagles had?
No, I can't. Considering what they did to us here last year, Sunday night football, what's at stake, having an opportunity to go 7-3, I have no words to describe, I guess, the disappointment of us not coming out and being, absolutely on fire to play that football game.
How much concern is there now that 6 games left, you tie for first?
I don't know if there's any concern. It shouldn't be. The only thing we have to do is, win football games. We still own our destiny. We got, we still got 3 divisional games left with Washington and 2 against Dallas. We're still where we want to be, but we can't afford to play like we did last night.
As soon as you guys beat New England, one of the things you said was you tired of second half collapses. You want that out of your system. How do you avoid now? I mean, it's 0-2 in the second half. How do you avoid that being in people's heads in here?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope it is in our heads. I hope it's fresh in our heads of knowing that, we can't allow ourselves to do that. And I think a good thing is we don't have any time to feel sorry for ourselves. We got to go down to New Orleans on a Monday night game and play a really, really good football team. And so we don't have any time to, be down on ourselves or wonder what's happening here. Man, we got to figure this thing out right and figure it out now because you talk about second half collapses. If we get down in the tanks, it could be historical second half collapse.
Justin, you talk about the Saints being a really good football team. They put 62 points on the Colts just a few weeks ago on national television. That's got to get your attention.
Well, they did a lot of things that get your attention. Now, obviously, that game was, they were just clicking. It didn't seem like they could do no wrong. And, that's one of the other reasons why we have to make sure that we put this Philly game behind us, as hard as it's going to be. You gotta move forward. I know it's cliche, but we can't do anything to help that Philly game. We can only move forward and get ready to play a great Saints team.
You said you were disappointed. Were you embarrassed last night?
I wasn't embarrassed. We didn't have the fire that I thought we should have had, but I felt as though we played hard. I saw guys, trying to do what was called upon. And I think sometimes it hurt us. We did a little too much. Instead of just doing your job, guys try to, overcompensate. And I saw it in some situations that hurt us. But I wasn't embarrassed. I'm never going to be an embarrassed of a football team that doesn't quit. We didn't quit. Things didn't go our way. But, you got Prince running down McCoy at the 3-yard line when obviously it didn't really matter if he stopped them or not. But that team, they got us. But we didn't quit and we kept fighting. And for that, I'll never be embarrassed. I am disappointed and in some ways shocked that we didn't come out with that win. But embarrassed, I don't think I'm that.